Good Guys with Guns Helped End Terror Attack in Israel. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 9, 2025. A soldier aided by a number of civilians returned fire and ended Monday's terror attack in Jerusalem's Ramat Junction, according to the Times of Israel. BBC's report varied slightly, noting Israeli police indicated it was one soldier and one civilian who returned fire, neutralizing the attackers. The terrorists opened fire on pedestrians and individuals at a bus stop, and at least six innocents were killed, and many others wounded. The six deceased individuals were identified as 57-year-old Levi Yitzhak Pash, 25-year-old Yaakov Pinto, 28-year-old Yisrael Matzner, 43-year-old Rabbi Yosef David, 79-year-old Rabbi Mordecai Steinzog, and 60-year-old Sarah Mendelson. The Jerusalem Post quoted Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu commenting on the terror attack, saying, "We are in an intense war against terror on several fronts. I want to send condolences to the families of the dead and to the wounded." Netanyahu added, "These murders, these attacks, on all fronts, they do not weaken us. They only increase our determination to complete the missions we have taken upon ourselves, in Gaza, in Judea and Samaria, everywhere." Following the October 7, 2023, large-scale attacks carried out on Israel by Hamas terrorists, Breitbart News noted that civilian gun ownership in Israel was low, limiting the civilians' ability to fight off the attackers. In March 2023, the BBC reported Israeli gun ownership was low at about 2% of the population. But there was a change underway that had begun following January 2023 attacks. Israeli leaders focused on expediting gun licenses after the January 2023 attacks, and, after the October 7, 2023, they began to look at broadening the types of weapons Israelis could own to defend themselves and the nation. On October 10, 2023, Breitbart News pointed out Israel's National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir announced 10,000 assault rifles were being purchased and distributed to civilian security teams in communities along the country's borders. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a Ph.D. in military history. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at R. Hawkins at Breitbart.com.